opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I didn't want to do a show today. There's more important stuff going on in the world. There's a lot of my friends who were involved in what happened down in Santa Fe today.
Yeah.
This is one of those things that kind of drives me a little bit nuts. People think that their opinions are so important when, in reality, you're all kind of being jerks today. And nobody cares about your political stance today. If you've got a friend who was involved in it, just give them a call and listen to them. Let them talk. Care about the people today. Boy, some people will never give up on Will Fuller.
Old narrative, fellas. Will Fuller had 7 TDs at 7 games while playing with Watson.
I didn't see what they saw in him.
He got off to a fast start. Everyone was tweeting me, oh, what happened, AJ? I thought this guy sucks. All of a sudden, he sucked for the rest of the season, and everyone went quiet. Then he had those 6 games with Deshaun, actually played pretty well, and then vanished until he got hurt. He's just not a reliable player.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. One more hour out here at Steelhouse Poker Club. And, guys, a little breaking news for you on the $100,000 guaranteed tournament. Going to be a lot more than $100,000 guaranteed. They're going to make that today. Day 2 tomorrow is going to be out here and could go over a $250,000 pool.
That's unbelievable. $250,000 in prizes.
I thought it was believable when I walked in here and saw how many people were here. 184 today, and I got to think on Saturday they're going to do a lot more. And I've already had a bunch of Blitzers text me saying they're coming out tomorrow for day 2. And
I don't blame them.
Have run into a bunch of them out here today. Bunch of guys I always see at poker or horse events. So it's always fun to see the Blitzers. And unfortunately, I'm only seeing them because they didn't do well.
Right.
And had to take that walk.
Listen, every poker tournament needs some people to donate.
Yeah, and that is the worst walk in life, though, is you're in a big tournament, you get knocked out, and you have to walk by everybody, including a couple of radio knuckleheads on your way outside. I hate that walk.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN. I'll tell you what, the staff out here is great. All the young ladies out here are very helpful and all likable, which is cool. And I like this place, man. Definitely worth checking out. And really, really cool feel today. When I walked in, there were all those people at all those tables. And tomorrow it's going to be the same thing. And if you've never experienced a big tournament like that, this is a good opportunity for you. Come out tomorrow, and you get a chance to see what a really big tournament's like with a lot of money. So, I mean, $250,000. I may be rethinking this is too much like work thing tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe that might be worth your time.
Yeah, now you're getting my attention. You know?
Well, I get to go coach 10-year-olds for free all weekend. So that's what I get to do.
Well, I may have to represent Team Blitz. We'll have to see. Now I'm getting the bug just from talking to people, too. That's the other thing. I was talking to a couple of our guys, and, you know, it's about how they were playing and stuff, and now I'm kind of like,
yeah,
maybe. But then by the time we got into hour 4 tomorrow, I'd be like, what the hell did I do this for?
What have I done?
I need sleep. I need alcohol. Yeah. So interesting stuff from RJ. We never did get to the gambling thing, but oh well. we get plenty of time to talk about that. Hey, the texter said this. Just curious why none of 97.5's morning shows mentioned anything about the shooting at Santa Fe. As a construction worker, a loyal listener, and Dickinson resident, I heard nothing about the shooting on your station as I drove around. It wasn't until lunch when I talked to my father that I heard what happened. I know I couldn't have done anything, but I have several friends with children and grandchildren that attend the school, and I feel that as a news sports radio station in Houston area, it is your responsibility to report events of this magnitude to your listeners. I can't speak for those guys. I heard some of their shows today. I didn't know about it until I got a text from – I was in doctor's offices all morning. I didn't know about it until I got a text from a friend of mine who is close to someone who was involved. And, I can't speak for those guys. I can just tell you when something happens like that and there's breaking news, I mean, we're always going to focus on what's important, and we always have. And part of that is I think we're comfortable doing that. Not everybody is. By the time it got to us, we spent the first segment on it, said what I thought needed to be said. There really isn't much breaking news right now on it. And if there is, we'll pass it on. But I can't really speak for those guys. And, I don't know. For me, once it happened, I was getting online to figure out what was happening and texting people I knew to get information. And if I had been on radio at that time, I think we would have taken a much different approach. But that's something we've always done. And I not to brag here, but – I think that's one of the things that's always made our show pretty versatile. If something bad happens in the world, we can jump on that and talk about that for as long as we need to. And, buddy Dwayne says that they announced it, John Lance and Raheel. But to me, I think what you wanted was more updates and things like that. And that's,
right.
And, that's just a philosophy thing. I'm about that in these situations, but they're pretty rare when they happen. But it's also because I used to work in newspapers, and I know how important it is to get news out. Announcing it, letting people know, that's great. I would have also kept updating people. So 713-780, ESP engine number, 713-780-3776. And not sure what that guy was talking about. They didn't want to speculate. Well, and that's part of it. That's where you have to be very careful. And we ran into this with the marathon bombing when people were – reporting things that weren't true, and we were trying to keep people as updated as possible, and including the one kid who they thought was a suspect, who was just a track kid who was there. So 713-780 ESPN. Eldred says, great podcast with RJ on the Preakness. I feel ready to make some prudent bets. The one thing I tried to point out on there is I am not that crazy about this race. I'm not investing a small child in this race. My goal is to get out of this with a decent little profit, and
try to make up for some of the
make back derby. A little bit. Yeah, and we didn't lose that much in the Derby, but I want to make that back. And Belmont is where we'll make our money, because that's where that I think I've last year I was the only one I got, but I will go into it. I want Justify to win impressively today, and then I'm going to go after him in the Belmont. And that's where we get money, because he'll be such a short price that everybody else in there will be hitting. 713-780 ESPN. Yeah, almost everybody's saying everybody talked about it. So, I don't know what you're talking about. If you're listening all day, I'm sure you would have heard it. Because pretty sure I heard Granato and Raheel mention it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they got into it, but 713-780 ESPN. We've got a really good lineup here, man. I'll tell you what, I've gotten a chance to listen a lot more recently to some of the other shows, because I've been having to drive around so much during the day. And, I've always been big on Lance and John, and always will be. I've gotten a chance to listen to Raheel and Dell a lot more, and I always listen to Barry and Joel when I can. And we've got a real good lineup here. So should just lock it in all day. Listen to us all day long.
That's right.
Except for a few of you should, not listen to all of them so that our ratings stay higher than theirs. I don't want to give them all of our listeners.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right.
Help us out.
We're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Yeah, I'm having a lot of people tell me that everybody mentioned it, so Texter, you were horribly wrong. And, you know, I'm amazed that as much as Lamont listens to this show, how little he knows about me as a human being. I mean, I'm not even going to address your tweet there, Lamont. Sorry. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's move on to the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, so where do you want to go with the gym of the day? I've got plenty of options for you. I have an airline story where someone got tossed off a flight for an interesting reason.
Okay.
I have the – most people probably already heard the New York lawyer who – the racist New York lawyer.
I like that story.
Yeah. I don't know if we've talked about
that
yet.
He's become very famous.
I've got a coyote story.
Let's go with coyotes.
Okay. Because coyotes are kind of a thing, frankly, in my neighborhood.
I don't believe that. I still think you just saw a stray dog.
I didn't see it. It's been popping up on Nextdoor. And okay. There have been two or three mentions of the coyote. Well, a concerned resident rescued what they thought was a puppy in Bartlett, Illinois. And decided, hey, we're going to take him to the police station so that they can put him wherever he needs to go, right? Actually, a coyote.
Oh, no.
A concerned resident found the critter along the side of a busy road, Bartlett police tweeted Thursday morning. They brought the pup to the police, not realizing it was a young coyote. He was quite the attraction, adding that they turned the animal over to the Willowbrook Wildlife Center, a rehabilitation facility that provides care and medical treatment to injured and orphaned wild animals. And they also thought it was a male, but nope, the coyote pup was a female. No, obviously.
Usually you can tell.
Yeah, there's usually something you can point to. So, yeah, not so much. But they took care of her. If she progresses nicely and we don't find any other issues over the week, we'll most likely transfer her to another rehabber who has young pups close to her size. And on break here now, so they get a 20-minute break. And rebuy period's going on, which the add-on period, which I think just talking to a couple people playing, and the add-on's a must here if you're alive at this point. So I think they're giving like 45,000 chips for your add-on.
Nice.
So, yeah, there you go. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. That was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
One of my favorite things when you're playing one of the World Series events is when you go on break and everybody's leaving. There's, especially dinner break, there's not a lot of options there. So a couple of my friends who were, you know, played there a lot said basically you sprint to the other side of the casino and go to the Tilted Kilt because there won't be a line there. That'll be the one place where you can actually sit down and have dinner at the Rio. And so my first time there in a big tournament, that's exactly what I did. And I got over there, and it's basically every other poker player has learned the same trick. So, so I was like, okay, never mind. But, you know, this is fun to see this many people here. I'm going to wind up with 185 today. So there's your guarantee. And we're telling us they might get to a quarter mil tomorrow. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So where do you want to go here? I got sports. I got non-sports.
Let's go non-sports.
Yeah.
Non-sports, non-coyote, though.
You were against the coyote?
Well, no. I don't want to have too much coyote in one day. I don't want to have coyote overkill.
Yeah, well, I actually
named... I don't want it to get coyote ugly in here.
All that was to set that up? Wow. The one that's allegedly in my neighborhood, see, I name everything, right? So I named him Peter.
And my wife had no idea who Peter Coyote was. And I'm like, dude, he's like a famous actor. And then I went and looked him up, and I was like, no, he's not famous. He's been in like two things.
I was going to say, I don't know Peter Coyote.
Well, look him up. You'll recognize him. He's like the classic character actor. He's one of those guys you'll never know his name. You'll see him and go, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy. The problem is he just has a memorable name. That's why I – yeah. Anyway, so my Canadian friends drink a lot, right?
He doesn't even look that familiar to me.
Oh, you've seen him in something. It's just not much.
Well, I don't know. I think this is a made-up guy.
No, he's go look at his IMDb. I guarantee you there was some movie you saw he was in.
Well, probably, but that doesn't mean that I was like, oh, this is my favorite Peter Coyote movie.
All right, so again, obscure reference that I just happen to have rolling around in my head. Sorry.
Peter Coyote filmography.
Yeah, let's hear his filmography.
I'm trying. It doesn't even want to pull up. They're like, oh, are you sure you want to know about this guy? He's been in 157 movies.
That's a lot. Not made up.
Let me go down the list here and see if I've ever heard of
him. See,
the
one I remember him being in was with like.
Oh, I know why you know him. Law and Order.
No, he's Law and Order L.A. I never.
Oh, you don't
that.
Watch that one?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't like Los Angeles. At least not Law and Order wise.
NCIS. Oh, that's only one episode.
Nope, not that.
Law and Order: Criminal Intent.
That's the worst of the Law and Orders.
Okay.
By far. Because they kind of take the order out of it. It's just all, it's all law.
Dude, I'm pretty deep into his filmography, and I've not seen a single movie that he was in.
Well, he was the bad guy in some movie with Bette Midler and Shelley Long that I remember watching. That was awful, but he was in that. That's how I knew who he was.
He was in Aaron Brockovich.
Okay.
I don't know who his character was.
I don't either.
He was in one episode of Deadwood. I've seen that.
Yes, you've seen that. So I'm sure you saw him in there. Because he probably had a decent role. I don't remember him in Deadwood.
He was in one episode, and he was a soldier.
Probably got shot.
And as I go through the rest of his... Yeah, that's the only thing I've ever seen that he was even in.
All right, but he exists.
He's not famous, though.
Okay, so...
He apparently played Keys in E.T. I've also seen E.T.
Okay.
But I think if you had said, I want to use Peter Coyote in the Death Pool, I would have said, no way. Because you remember the other guy that I hadn't heard of, I looked up his picture and I said, oh, yeah, that guy's famous. What was his name?
I don't remember. He helped me win, though.
He was Sir something or another.
Yeah, he's Sir Dead now. That's all I care about.
But as soon as I saw him, I was like, okay, that guy counts because I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. He's famous. Peter Coyote, no, he's not famous.
All right, all this because I nicknamed a neighborhood coyote something.
Yes.
Fine. All right, so I have no idea where I was going. Oh, I had a story about how Canadians like to think of themselves as drinkers.
Uh-huh.
They actually do. They drink quite a bit of beer. Well, apparently, now that they're legalizing marijuana throughout Canada, they did a study, mostly the alcohol people, and the latest data says that they're going to do more sales in weed than in alcohol by 2020.
Really?
I find that hard to believe. Although... I've always thought about this. If we were legal and readily available, if I wouldn't drink a lot less.
I think...
I don't know.
If options were opened up, I think that's the case. Like, if suddenly you couldn't buy beer anymore, you'd probably drink a lot more liquor. There's a certain amount of...
No, but in this case, I mean, we're still going to be able to buy all this stuff. But if weed were to become legal, would I drink less and smoke more?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm curious, but that's what they think, that it's going to be all weed. Which there's times, to me, it's depends on the mood, right? There's times when I like to smoke weed to kind of chill, and then I have a weed I like to smoke if I'm going to go for a nice long run because it, you know, works on my muscles, and then I like to have a little whiskey every now and then. I'll probably just do it all.
That's, yeah.
Tyler said, I'll be
Mix
honest,
match.
I've been listening to ESPN 97.5 religiously since 2009 when I moved back to Houston after college and never even heard of Lance or John until they joined the Gal family. Yeah, and see,
it's funny. I got that from a couple people that didn't realize Lance and John were like.
They were OGs.
Yeah. So.
They're way more famous than us.
Yeah. I mean, they are the. I mean, they're the originals around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's good to have them back. And
don't get me wrong, our show is better.
Yeah, well, but that goes without saying. But that's my second favorite show in the city.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't make any bones about that. Well, and I mean, those are the only guys I ever listened to in the old days when I was doing a different job. Those were my guys. I would listen to them. And I've said this before. I got to be friends with them. I was a guest on their show many times and got Lance writing for the Chronicle. So it's there's a lot there. So, John, what do I have here? Because it says one thing, and last time it was another. So is it the one thing or the other? Ah, okay. I get it now. It's the one thing. Guys, I got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And if you've got a vehicle you're not using anymore, whether it's a car or a truck, it's a motorcycle, could be a tractor, it's been sitting out there and you were thinking, oh, man, I'm going to sell it, I'm going to fix it up, I'm going to do something with it, and you never did because you're too busy. That's okay. You know what you can do with it? You can donate it. And donate it to Texans Can Academies. They're going to come and tow your vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation is going to be tax deductible. So you're going to get rid of something that you don't need anymore, that you're not using, that's just an eyesore. You're going to get a tax deduction on it. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, tell them you're the next Blitzer that wants to step up. How about this? $50 Visa gift card on top of that. All for something you're not using anymore, and that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. Kids who've dropped out of other schools, they get an opportunity there, and so many of them go on to do great things. And you can do your part just by getting rid of something that you're not using anymore. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Steelhouse Poker Club. And guess what?
What?
That 100K guarantee is going to be a lot more than that.
Oh, yes.
They're going to do that just here on day one. And another minute 55 on break, and then that's... That's it for the registration for today, but you can come back tomorrow for day 1B. I think it's going to be even bigger. And
it'd be tough to get in now.
Yeah, at this point. All right, joining us now, as he does before every Triple Crown race, hosts ESPN's In the Gate podcast, Barry Abrams. You can follow him on Twitter at BAbramsVoice. All right, Barry, how are you doing? I want to ask you if there's any way we can get around tomorrow, or should we just let him win and then make all our money on the Belmont?
Well, hold on one second, guys. First thing, I've got to send best wishes to all the people affected by what happened in Galveston today. One of my very good friends lost his daughter in the Sandy Hook incident. So I totally feel and hope everybody gets through it as best I can. And maybe tomorrow's Triple Crown will get a little bit of levity into the situation. Looks like they could use it. And I'm totally on board with you guys that Justify should walk away with this thing with very little trouble. I mean, yeah, if I were you, I would try to bet a couple of pick threes, pick fours, and single him, because you're not really going to make a lot of money in that race by itself.
Yeah, and thanks for your words. It's been a rough, especially for, there's a lot of people, a lot of our listeners that were affected by that. But is there a way to make money in the exotics if you can get around good magic? Because I think there's a couple horses that I find a little bit intriguing. I think Lone Sailor, whose Derby wasn't nearly as bad as it looked, at least his number in the Louisiana Derby was close in terms. Like, I guess he had the third highest buyer with his second there. I mean, and maybe he's starting to figure it out. Is there somebody that you think might beat out Good Magic for second, or is this just going to be favorite around the track?
No, I think you've got something there. The one that I'm looking at is Quip going from the rail. Now, the rail's not the best place to be. First of all, it's going to rain tomorrow, and the worst footing is down along the sides of the track. The best footing's up in the middle where Justify is going to be. But Quip, very interesting. I mean, he's got 5 weeks of rest, won the Tampa Bay Derby off a long layoff, and then, you know, chased Magnum Moon in the Arkansas Derby, but still hung on for second, held off all the closers. So he's going to be up near the front because he has to be going from the one, because otherwise the field's going to box him in along the rail. But I've been watching the races today at Pimlico, and on the main track, it's all horses that are running up or around the lead. Lone Sailor's a closer. And, yeah, he had some traffic to get through in the Kentucky Derby and finished eighth, which, you know, outran his odds. But I don't think closers are really going to do well tomorrow. The question here is, you know, the same people who own Justify own Quip. And I don't think they're going to basically have Quip set a moving pick for Justify so that no one else can get near him. But I think they will tell the two jockeys, Mike Smith, of course, on Justify and Florent Giroux on Quip, if one goes to the lead, the other needs to sit back a little bit. Don't cook each other in the first half of the race. So I think it'll be Quip that goes up to the lead. And while I think Justify will overtake him and win, I don't know what Quip's best is yet. I think we know what Good Magic's best is, because he had a pretty good trip in the Kentucky Derby, and he couldn't come within three lengths of Justify. I have no reason to believe he will again on Saturday. The question is, will somebody like Quip sneak in there? And he might.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and I don't know what the hell happened there, but fortunately Barry stuck around for a minute. So not sure where you got cut off there, but you were talking about Quip. And the one thing I find interesting about him is he did have enough points to go in the Derby, and chose to skip for the Preakness, and they stuck with that plan even after Justify won.
Well, you know what else is interesting about Quip is his trainer, Rodolphe Brisset, a Frenchman who just kind of went out on his own last year. He has trained for Windstar, one of the groups that own Justify and Quip, and what they do is they give Rodolphe Brisset, who was this week's guest on the In the Gate podcast, by the way, hashtag ITG, they give him the youngins, the two-year-olds, early in the year to bring along before they go to the Bob Baffert's and the Todd Pletcher's of the world. So Rodolphe Brisset actually trained Justify for a brief time before he went to Bob Baffert. But Quip, it's kind of a weird dude. He wouldn't listen to what his handlers wanted him to do, and so Rodolphe Brisset said, I'm going to get up on this horse myself and ride him. Normally, you know, a trainer would have an exercise rider for that, but he actually gets up on the horse himself, and the horse responds to him. So the Windstar people left Quip with Rodolphe Brisset, and here he is. And yes, like you say, he was eligible for the Kentucky Derby, had enough points, but Rodolphe Brisset really knows this horse, and he said, nah, he's two workouts short of being 100%. Let's hold him for the Preakness. So I have to think this horse is ready to go. Now, we don't know if his best is able to challenge Justify's best, but he's very intriguing.
My only concern is usually that Arkansas Derby's a really good prep race for the Derby, but it sure didn't seem to have much impact this year, and the pace was awful slow. And he did hold off those horses and didn't, but he wasn't really a threat to the winner either. So I guess my thing is I look at the rest of this field, and there's not one horse that I look at and say, yeah, this is a horse that's capable of beating Justify. I mean, Good Magic's about as close as I can get, and even that, he had every chance to go by him in Kentucky and couldn't gain ground on him either.
I mean, Sporting Chance, who goes from number three, is very, very talented, but he is a head case. Twice so far in his career, twice he either was leading or was in the clear in the stretch, and just bolted to the right, towards the middle, towards the stands. And he held on to win the hopeful at Saratoga that way, and still even with that, but he was disqualified back to fourth in the Bluegrass, and, you know, he just hasn't gotten it together. Now, he ran on Derby Day in a shorter race, the Pat Day Mile, so he is also coming in off just 2 weeks of rest. Has a lot of talent, but he just hasn't put it together mentally, and so I just can't take him seriously until I see it happen.
One more I want to ask you about, the other Lucas horse. A lot of people seem to think that Bravazo's got a chance to do something here, and I've gone back and watched his Derby several times. It was just kind of an evenly run race. He just sort of stayed in the same spot. Some horses passed him mid-race, and then a few of them dropped dead turning for home. But I don't know that I see this horse making a big jump, but tell me I'm wrong.
Well, not necessarily. I think he's fairly good, but I think he'd be a better horse in the Belmont, because this horse doesn't seem to have a big turn of foot, a real explosive burst, but he just keeps grinding. And that's what he did in the Kentucky Derby, and he finished sixth. Not bad. I think if you gave him an extra quarter of a mile, he could sneak up for third. So, you know, talented, yes. Is this the right spot for him? I don't think so. So I have a feeling we'll be chatting again in 3 weeks, because it's going to get very festive.
All right, Barry Abrams has been our guest. Any horses on the undercard in that pick four that you want to roll before we go? Because I think that's a bet certainly I'm going to be playing tomorrow.
Well, the Dixie, I don't know if that's in the pick four. I think it's a little too early in the card. But the Dixie, which is the turf race, the big turf race, you have World Approval, Breeders' Cup winner, coming back. And I don't know if he's going to be fully cranked up. He's certainly going to be favored in that race. But his goal is to run in the Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in England, which I will be at, by the way. First time ever to Royal Ascot. And so I don't think this horse is going to be fully cranked, but he's going to be favored, and to me, he's ripe for the picking.
All right. Well, I'm jealous now because Ascot's on my bucket list. Barry, appreciate the info. Sorry about the technical difficulties there, and we'll be talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
Well, I think Fred told AJ to do that, but that's okay. I love you guys anyway.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Carbach and what's going out there this weekend. Obviously, the cook-off is tomorrow. If you want to get out there for that, there's still tickets available. And the big day, Sunday, May 20th, the second annual Love Street Music Fest, Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates, and more. Get your tickets now for $30. They're going to be $40 day of at the door. This is your last warning. Peace and love. VIP passes are accepted, are available, which includes a separate VIP entrance, a VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, 3 beers of your choice, plus access to special tappings and buffet by the Carbach restaurant. There's no ticket needed for children under 10 if they're accompanied by a parent. This year's festival's got a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. It's just going to be a better time. It's a day to celebrate the perfect combination, live music and cold, refreshing Carbach beer. Gates open up at 1. And while you're out there, make sure to grab some grub from the restaurant. All the menu items pair perfectly with a fresh tapped Carbach beer. The Love Street Music Fest this Sunday, May 20th. Visit CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer this weekend, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Guys, if you want to grill something awesome this weekend, try some Zumos. How about the Party Time sausage? How about the Zumos Boudin? They have been family-owned and operated since 1908. My friends over in Beaumont, you know all about these guys. And now on their third and fourth generation. And their sausage is fantastic. The Party Time sausage recipe has been passed down from generation to generation for over 100 years. It's made from the highest quality ingredients and perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. And Party Time's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years, rightfully so. And now you can get it in H-Town. Go to any one of your HEBs or go to your Kroger. They got you. Party Time sausage is great for cookouts, family gatherings, just a quick meal. We've had them a couple weekends in a row now. Absolutely love it. And the Boudin is awesome. I got to tell you, I've had Boudin before. Not so good. This Boudin is the best I've had.
And now I like boudin again. It's a seasoned pork and rice dressing. There's all kinds of ways you can cook that as well. And it's easy for cookouts, family gatherings. You want to get some really good boudin, Zumos has you covered. Again, you can find them all at your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O-S. Ask for it by name. That's Zumos.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Yeah, they tell me they're going to be close to a quarter million tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the deal. So this tournament, that's a hell of a prize pool. So come out here and get you some of that.
That's some big boy money.
For something they thought was going to be 100K.
Yeah, right. you can buy a small child with that if you want to, if you're into that sort of thing. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, Greeks invented the donuts. Right
there. Didn't the Greeks invent just about everything?
Greeks and Romans are the only people who could come up with anything.
They invented Spartacus.
I don't think so. I think that was Hollywood.
Oh, okay. I wonder how advanced we'd have been if they hadn't been taken over.
They should have just gotten better at war, I guess. They should have invented guns. That would have been the good move.
Instead, they only had 300, and they all got killed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my only movie reference of the day.
No, that's not your only one. You've already done Spartacus.
Fred, Bobed, Banana, Fana, for Fred, me, my, Momed.
No, you don't win, Fred.
Fred, Jong, Jong, Bobong, Banana, Fana, for Fong, me, my, Momong. Jong. That's the name game. Let's play the name game.
Can you do AJ? AJ,
AJ, AJ, AJ, Banana, Fana, Fofej, me, my, Momej, AJ.
So I'm guessing one of the names will not be Voldemort.
Voldemort, Voldemort, Banana, Fana, Fofoldemort, me, my, Momotoro, Voldemort.
Motorboat? What?
Motorboat.
Why is it that you can make stuff up out of thin air?
I never
to you,
make
it's funny.
Things up.
I goof off with something like that, and now you've taken it personally.
I never make things up. I've never made anything up.
Yeah, you have. You've said things that are completely not true, just to...
I don't know how you can just sit here wearing Crocs and tell me that...
There you go.
Who's in a quick call? Jamal.
Preakness is coming up this weekend, and you know, after Fred got smoked on the Derby, wanted to see, you know,
Kansas City Joe. Jamal, that was awful, you dickweed. Nice try. Brandon says, thank you guys for doing the show. It was literally the first time I smiled today when I turned the radio on and the Blitz was on.
You're welcome. I would say that's why I do it. I do this job for the smiles, but I really actually do. I do it for money.
You don't do it for the fame?
I don't do it for the fame, no.
Fred, you've become very famous. I have to
get out of here with that. It's so lame.
How many times Barry Warner married?
More than once, yeah.
Still married today, or is he
No, I don't
now?
Think he is. I think he's dating a lady.
Are they still active?
You know, there's certain things I just don't want to think about.
You sure you don't want to think about
that? No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to think about it.
With that weird belly button?
Yeah, because see, now I have
writhing.
This image of that, of him showing up in the studio with Barry and Joel with no shirt on.
Her getting her fingernails caught in his chest hair. Oh, what's happened here? Like a Velcro pad?
Yeah, I just, there's certain things I don't need in my head. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Ah, good week. And I didn't think I was going to get through the show today, so.
You did.
I'll give myself a solid D plus for today.
I think C minus is appropriate.
A plus for Hoffman, A plus for Jong. Ninja doesn't get a grade because we just saw him for the first time when things went wrong. Want to thank him for having us out here at Steelhouse for this big poker tournament. Come out and play tomorrow. Get your shot at over $200,000 easy. And hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Get out and have some fun. Get your gamble on somewhere. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
Fred, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.